This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome to Well, Well, Well. Tex and Adam with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Thanks as always to the Let's Talk Footy team for another fantastic show. Good evening, Adam, and welcome to the show tonight. How are you, my dear?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, Texas. And yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Looking forward to another sensational show.
As per always.
Yeah. It's dark outside, but very soon, Adam, at this time, it will be essentially daylight as we're heading into summer.
Well, it doesn't really feel like summer. It didn't feel like summer today at all.
Well, that's because it's spring at the moment. But we are heading to...
Oh, I swear sometimes, Texas, I swear. But Tex, what's on the show tonight?
Well, look, I always say this. I know it becomes pretty boring and predictable, but tonight we do have a sensational show coming up. We are going to be chatting later on with Brent from People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria about a new campaign which has been out and about on the streets. It's called the Enough Campaign, mm-hmm. E-N-U-F, Enough. So we'll be talking a little bit about people living with HIV/AIDS, a little bit about Brent, but we'll be talking, focusing on that campaign, the Enough Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Also going to be covering some HIV and health-related news, a few snippets of other news later on. But Adam, as always, we love to hear from our listener. Now, whilst we don't have Jeanette on the phone tonight, don't know where Jeanette is, hope you're well, darling. How can listeners get in contact with us other than ringing a phone number?
Other than ringing a phone number?
Yeah.
Many a ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can email onair@joy.org.au. You can SMS 0427 Joy 949 and we get that right here in the studio, which we love. Or you can like us via Facebook, which is facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So there's a multitude of platforms that you can get in contact with us, and we'd love to hear from you. You could suggest something, perhaps you'd like a topic for us to cover, covering health or HIV on the show, or perhaps you just want to say g'day, hi, Adam's got a really hot voice. whatever. This is Whoa, 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 here on Joy 94.9. That's right. You're here on Well, Well, Well with Adam and Tex. And this is, of course, Joy 94.9. And that was Shara Nelson.
Who?
Shara Nelson.
No, I heard you. I just don't know who that is.
A British artist a song called Moving On.
Oh, okay. Rightio. Well, we've actually had a SMS come through.
Already?
Yes, indeed we have. Hi, Tex and Adam. As usual, it's good to hear you on air for us out there. That's from Daryl, and we love you, Daryl.
Well, Daryl, thank you very much. It's lovely to know that you're there. It's always nice to know we're speaking to a listener, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, obviously, as you were just about to get into, this is the time of the show where we change tracks, as
indeed.
I like to say, when you give me that stern look.
Indeed. Well, I'm giving you the stern look because it's the time when we talk about the news.
Mm-hmm.
We don't shuffle the newspapers anymore because it just sounds daggy on air.
Well, I actually don't know about that. That was an executive decision you made, and I think decision by committee always works best. So I'll speak to Jason and find out how we feel about that.
Okie doke. Listener, this is shuffling the paper to signify we're now doing news. I just don't think it carries over the air.
Anywho, well, yes, so what's in the news this week?
The news. The news this week has come from AIDSMAP, and we do utilise AIDSMAP quite a lot. It's a great website which has up-to-date information always available, and it's updated really frequently, as in there are lots of different reports about different stories about HIV, especially about HIV, but also about sexually transmitted infections. Although tonight's story is about middle-aged people with HIV and the fact that, according to a report out of the United States of America, middle-aged people with HIV have a high risk of falls, as in falling over, collapsing, falling over, that sort of thing. And the report goes on to say that falls are common among middle-aged people with HIV. The editors of the Journal of Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndromes has reported, it's an online journal, and over 12 months, almost a third of the people in the study, so 30% of the people in the study, experienced a fall. Now, they found that the fall rate in middle-aged adults with HIV is as common as in uninfected persons aged 65 or older. So, you know, say about 10 to 15 years younger than the standard, if you like, of the association of falling over and being ill, and the sort of things that result from falling over. And there are certain risk factors that come into this, stuff like hypertension, diabetes, impaired balance and pain, as well as the medications used to treat these conditions. Now, falls are common among older adults, occurring in a third of people over the age of 65 each year. And, of course, they're a frequent cause of emergency hospital admission, and which when someone has fallen over and perhaps if they've damaged themselves, they can't care for themselves, it reduces their independence in living in the outside world. HIV infection appears to be a risk factor for a number of diseases of ageing, like those ones that I listed, diabetes, depression, pain, etc. And that they, what's that word, hypothesized? Did I say it right?
You did indeed. Well done.
Well done, Tessie. they hypothesized that there would be, that there's a greater number of four risk factors for people living with HIV who are in their middle age. So they did a study. They designed a study. It involved just under, it was 359 people, and it was in the state of Colorado. I think that's a state. Is it a state?
It is indeed a state.
I'm getting a nod. It's a state. And it was, this survey happened, or the study happened between 2009 and early 2010. Now, all of the people who were in this study were aged between 45 and 65, and they were all taking antiretroviral, or if you like, anti-HIV therapy, and they had an undetectable or low viral load.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing I found from this article was normally, I mean, HIV and ageing is such a big thing in our community in terms of it's on everybody's research agenda. It's on a lot of organisations' agenda in terms of distribution of resources and how we're actually providing care and support. So this was the first study that I came across that looked at something tangible like falls or something that is actually quite common, but you just necessarily wouldn't associate HIV with falls. But I think... as a result, the investigators sort of said that these figures are probably an underestimation of the incidence of falls in people with HIV who are doing less well on antiretroviral therapy. And I just sort of, I found it just a unique way to sort of link two things in. Obviously, HIV and ageing has a lot of inherent issues with it, that you've mentioned before, comorbidity issues as well. So I kind of found that really interesting.
Yeah, look, I mean, I should say that most of the study participants were men. That's 85%. 74% of them were white or Anglo-Saxon, as I'd prefer to say. 65% were gay men and 21% had a history of injecting drug use. The mean age of people in the survey was 52, although, as I said earlier, the ages were between 45 and 65, but the mean average, if you like, was 52.
And I mean, I guess they recommend that providers who are caring for HIV-infected persons should routinely inquire about falls, assess fall risk factors for those at risk of falling, and when high risk is identified, intervene to reduce the risk. Because after they controlled for potential confounders, do you know what a confounder is, Tex?
No, tell me, darling.
No, I'm not going to. It's too... epidemiologically wise, it's, I'm not going to explain it.
Something
okay,
that... don't.
Moving on, researchers found that a number of factors were associated with falls. These included female gender, diabetes, antidepressants, treatment with sedatives, opiates, HIV therapy, exhaustion, weight loss, and difficulty with balance, and all more than doubled the risk of falls.
Hmm. So, an interesting report.
Yeah, well, one that I haven't come across before.
Yep. And look, as I said at the beginning of this piece, if you want to find out more, you can go to the website AIDS Map. So the word AIDS, M-A-P, AIDS Map, one word, AIDSMap.com, where they have a multitude of stories dealing with people with HIV and dealing with HIV in general, as well as sexually transmitted infections.
And a lot of really good research reports about, like the ones that we just came across then.
Mm. This is, I love the way, this is Well, 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 here on Joy 94.9.
This is Joy on 90. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And while we're listening to that, we had a couple of more messages come through.
More messages tonight.
They're
goodness,
flying.
Are we loved or something?
One from Jilly, who we love. She says, you have another listener here too. You guys sound great on air together. And we know we do, but thanks. It's always nice to be reminded. And Jill wanted me to ask you, are you okay, Tex?
Well, yes, indeed. I am okay. And of course it is Are You Okay Day today. When it's, of course, we concentrate on saying, are you okay? But perhaps I wrote in an email out to my volunteers in the outreach project today that, yes, it's Are You Okay Day today, but perhaps this is a message we have to broaden than just one day, but always checking in on people to make sure, you know, not to be a nuisance. But
so are you okay tomorrow?
Well,
and are you okay yesterday, or were you okay yesterday?
A day that a thing you can ask day after day after
just
day.
Not
I
really
know
following.
You meant what I you did you knew
and
what I meant.
We did get another message through as well, and this is from Billy, who says, "Your show is always interesting. Well done, guys. I was disappointed when you didn't shuffle the papers last week. Love your work, Billy.
Thanks,
Love
Billy.
Your
we
work.
Will be shuffling the papers from now on.
Fantastic.
Now, joining Adam and I this evening in the studio is Brent Allen. Brent is the executive officer of People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria. Good evening, Brent, and welcome to Well, Well, Well.
Good to be here, guys.
It's good to have you here with us. Now, Brent, I detect a slightly, ever so slightly, non-Australian accent. Although, what is an Australian accent? Am I correct? And if so, from whence have you come to our sunny shores?
Well, I'm a Canadian by birth, but I'm an Australian by choice.
Ah, we like good response. We'll keep you on.
Yeah, we will keep you on, doll. No worry about that. Brent, look, we've asked you in this evening, as we mentioned at the top of the show, to chat about a new campaign called Enough. But before we get on to that, perhaps we can just get the good oil, perhaps, the information on yourself. Like, for example, how long have you been with People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria? And perhaps maybe even before that, what areas have you worked in before?
So I've been with PLWHA Victoria now for just over 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it immensely. I think it's great. I have an amazing crew to work with. Before that, I was actually with the Department of Health. But my career really is about has been in HIV since probably about 1990 in various different countries in various different guises. So mostly in the community service sector, that's where my passion really lies.
Mm. Fantastic. And I guess I haven't had you on the show personally, but Tex has made me mention that you've been on our show before, or he's spoken to you over the years. So could you just describe to our listener a little bit about the PLWHA Victoria mission? So what's the mission statement and a little bit about what PLWHA Victoria does?
So PLWHA Victoria is the organization that represents all HIV positive people mm-hmm. in Victoria, regardless of background, regardless of gender, or regardless of sexual orientation. We really do focus on promoting wellness, well-being, dignity, and human rights for people mm-hmm. living with HIV. Our organization is really dedicated to advocacy, providing up-to-date information, education, and health promotion specifically for HIV positive people.
Oh, so it's all-encompassing.
It is all-encompassing, and it's very much has a focus on the HIV-positive person, about mm-hmm. building their capacity, their agency, making sure that they feel empowered and enabled in the world.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, Brent, we are going to continue talking to you, but we have a piece of music to play, and I need to say right now...
Oh, God, it's a dusty song, isn't it?
This is the second time this year... And this is, what is it, September now? This is the second time this year, or the second show this year.
I was going to say, yeah, the second show, because there was a show about 3 weeks ago where you played 8 dusty songs in a row.
It was 3, because I kept on getting the wrong track.
Hmm.
This time I have the right track. And Adam, it's a song I'm dedicating to you. This is Whoa, Whoa, Whoa on Joy 94.9. Oh, ain't that the truth? Giving you more divas, especially the immortal, the one and only. She has gone, but she is with us, Dusty Springfield, with You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
Mm-hmm.
If you've just joined us, we are... This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Adam and Tex with you, and we're chatting. We're chatting with Brent Allen, the Executive Officer of People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria. Now, Brent, we asked you about the mission statement, a little bit about what People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria is for. What are some of the project areas that your staff work in?
There'd probably be, I'd say, three major program areas. Health promotion for mm-hmm. people living with HIV. This includes things like QUIT programs, the Phoenix program, which is for people who are newly diagnosed. Included also in there would be the program for sexually adventurous men.
Mm-hmm.
Then there would probably be the Speakers Bureau, which recruits and trains. We probably have about 100 and some odd now.
Wow.
Trained speakers who travel the state all over the place giving speaks about living with HIV. And the third program area would be the Connect line, which is a line that we've been running for some time with VAC, in tandem with VAC, which answers general questions from the public about HIV and sexual health.
And it does have written down here, like from my letterbox. I know the annual general meeting is coming up, and there's a change in the wind. So, what's that all about, pray tell?
Or perhaps we could say, what can you tell us
about the changes
that's
coming? Well, I'm sure your listeners may know, and if they don't know, we've been in a process of community consultation around a possible new tagline for the organization and a new logo.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been focus testing some taglines and some new logos, and we'll be prepared to unveil them at our AGM on the 16th of October.
Ah, so you're not going to give anything away just yet.
I'm not going to give anything away, although I do encourage everyone, you don't have to be HIV positive and you don't even have to be a member to attend our AGM on the 16th.
And how would people be able to attend the AGM? Would they go to the website or would they contact you directly? Or
yeah, they can we appreciate RSVPs, so we know how many to cater for. So call the office, let us know that you're interested in coming. It's at 6:30 at the Melbourne Convention Centre, and it's being run in tandem with the Australasian Conference on HIV Medicine this year.
Ah, fantastic.
Now, look, I would be there myself, Brent, but unfortunately you've chosen to hold the AGM on my birthday, so, you know, can't be helped. Brent, Coventry House is your headquarters. It's a sensational space. It's a great environment. It's surrounded by gardens.
It's lovely.
I really love it. There's a great coffee shop nearby, which is always important, and I know it's important for one of your staff members who constantly goes on Facebook telling us how many cups of coffee he has had that day, but I'm not going to let you know who we're talking about. But look, you have a number of sister organisations, if you like, that are housed in the same building. You said earlier that People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria is for all Victorians. But who are those organisations and how do they work together, or how do you work together with them for positive people around the state?
Well, as people know, there's in Australia and certainly in Victoria, the majority of people living with HIV identify as gay men. However, our partner organizations at Coventry House represent two minority populations of PLWHAs, that being HIV-positive women and those who identify as heterosexual. Mm-hmm. I really support their existence fundamentally. I think it's really important. I think it's important and challenging when you're a minority inside a minority. And often positive women will say, as well as people who are heterosexual, that they feel like their voices are subsumed or not heard amongst mm-hmm. the chorus of gay men. And it's important that they have an identity, and it's important that they speak for themselves. You know, I believe in the mantra, you know, nothing about us without us.
Mm.
And I think it's important that we give those two populations special space and special privilege.
Very much so.
It's quite interesting because over the years, every now and then we hear that People Living with HIV/AIDS, the organisation, is just for gay men. And I know that's not the case because you've already said it's for Victoria, or everyone across Victoria. So why are there specialist organisations?
Yeah, all of our programs and services do target everyone living with HIV. We have one program and one program alone that's specifically targeting sexually adventurous gay men. Mm-hmm. But other than that, all of our programs target everyone living with HIV. But that being the case, I mean, as I was saying, you know, if you're a woman living in the suburbs somewhere with HIV, it's hard to find your place. Especially because of the homogeneity of our epidemic. Mm. And that's why I think it's important that they have the place where they can come together, they can talk about what are their issues, and they can advocate and lobby, including to ourselves, about what they think are important and make sure we're taking those issues forward for them as well as themselves.
Mm. So the more collaborative, the better.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, we need to hear some community service announcements. We will return quite soon. This is Whoa, Whoa, Whoa here on Joy 94.9. That's right, it is Joy 94.9. This is Tex and Adam on Well, 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 and we have Brent Allen, the Executive Officer of People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria, in the studio with us. Now, Brent, we get to that spot where it's about enough. Enough is enough. We've asked you, and especially this evening, to chat about a new campaign that's out of People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria, and it is indeed the Enough campaign. First off, it's a really strange spelling, so perhaps we'd let our listener know the website. What's the website and why is it spelled E-N-U-F?
So the website is enuf.org.au. We're calling it E-N-U-F or Enough, the phonetic version of Enough.
Yep.
Mostly as a grab, a bit of a tag to get people to look, catch their eye. The campaign is about enough. The campaign is about we've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's calling for enough in terms of an end to HIV stigma and an end to HIV discrimination.
Mm. Okay.
Fantastic. So obviously you said it was about ending stigma and ending discrimination. So can you give us a brief overview of what stigma is in relation to people living with HIV/AIDS as individuals?
Well, there has been recently an audit done of HIV stigma in Australia, and the results for Victoria are the same as they are for the rest of the country. And the results are quite shocking. They're going to be launched next month at the NAPWHA AGM. But a smattering of some of the things that are in the results are that 77% of people living with HIV in Australia believe that telling someone that they have HIV is a risky thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
For me, some of the more damaging things when it comes to people's health is nearly 50% of people are scared to take their medication in front of others. They're scared to be seen at the pharmacy getting their medications, and they're fearful. 65% of them are fearful that even taking their medications will make them, quote, look positive.
Wow. That's really bewildering. I'm really, really surprised by stats like that. And obviously that's more than enough rationale to sort of get behind and say enough is enough.
Absolutely.
To do something about it.
This is not just, you know, people feeling bad about being positive. This is affecting their lives. This is affecting their health and their well-being. And this is possibly affecting their longevity.
Mm. And they're very tangible things too. I mean, you shouldn't have to feel embarrassed or discriminated against by going up to a doctor and getting medication. I mean, Tex, you have diabetes.
Indeed, I talk about it regularly.
So going up and getting your insulin, I mean, there'd be no stigma attached to that. So it's just so I'm gobsmacked, and I'm rarely speechless.
This is true. So Brent, you were saying it's things like that. People going to the doctor, people going to the pharmacy or the chemist to get their medication.
Mm. I mean, some of the things that we've talked about, and it's probably been a topic on your show, is the sexual stigma associated with being HIV positive. We now have the stat, and again, it's overwhelming. Nearly 60% of people living with HIV have been discriminated against when they've disclosed their status as being HIV positive to a potential sexual partner. Mm. So in other words, 60% of men, well, let's say gay men, have been told, oh, well, thanks, but no thanks, after saying they're HIV positive. Yet all of our messages say that's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens to you. You get rejected.
Mm.
I mean, that's not good enough. It's not good enough.
Ah, it always comes back to enough is enough.
Yeah, look, it's quite interesting, Brent. Over the years, I've read lots of research which has said, of course, that people, gay men in particular, expect the other person to say, hey, yes, I am HIV positive before engaging in sex. And then when people go on and say, well, okay, someone says I'm HIV positive, would you then have sex with them? I've seen research which shows that, well, no, I wouldn't have sex with them. I'd ask someone else. I'd go and ask someone else. And I always say to people when they discuss that with me, so you'd go to someone who lies or someone who doesn't know their HIV status. Isn't it great to have someone say to you, okay, I'm HIV positive. I'm going to use protection. I'm going to use a condom. But it's always amazed me that people say, oh, well, look, I would say no anyway because I don't want to have sex with a positive person. I'd rather find someone else. And I say to them, so you mean someone who's lying or someone who doesn't know they're HIV positive?
If you're going to be using a condom, it makes no difference what status you are. Yeah. If you're engaging in safe sex, it makes absolutely no difference. So,
well, you know, I think what we want to shine a light on in this campaign, and what we're asking for the punters and your listeners to do as well, is to write into the campaign, send an email to the campaign about some of the things they've seen, some of the things they've heard, like the story you just told, Tex. I mean, that story is commonplace out there. The other one we hear a lot of is, you know, the tagline on Grindr or Oops or one of those, you know, apps.
Social networking sites
where someone says, you know, are you clean? You know, we know what they mean by that. And that's, again, another form of stigma that people have to face. What we need to do is call those things out. We need to shine a light on them. And we have to say, you know what? You may think it's okay to do that, or you may think it's actually kind of okay to gossip about someone's sero status. It's not. It's not okay. And we're going to call you out when you do it next time.
So just what was the basis of Enough is Enough? Is it based on these stats, or is it based on a continuation of research, or where did it actually, where did the punch come from?
Well, I think the punch really came from this sense, you know, like again and again, people saying, you know, I've had enough, you know, I don't want to have to put up with this all the time. I've had enough. And you keep hearing it again and again. And, you know, it started off with E-N-O-U-G-H. So it started off with the word enough. It then morphed into enough. And after we started doing that, we started seeing a whole bunch of ways we could talk about it. You know, I've had enough. Enough is enough. Enough already. I mean, the list goes on and on. And, you know, over time, because this campaign is going to be leading up to the conference in 2014, we want to be rolling out some of the new campaign collateral. You know, there's going to be placards made for the Pride March where we're going to actually put up people's stories, the quotes they've shown us, so we can show people during the march what people are saying about what they're experiencing.
Yeah.
Brent, before we go to the next track, I just thought in our industry, if you like, we use acronyms all the time. And before you mentioned NAPWA, and whilst I know what it means, Adam knows what it means. Perhaps our listener doesn't know.
I do. I was just joshing.
So could you share that?
Yeah, so NAPWA stands for the National Association of People Living with HIV and AIDS, and they're the ones who commissioned the research on the HIV stigma audit. I should also say this audit's been being done around the world. So we're one country who've now completed the audit. The audit, unfortunately, is finding the same, if not worse, problems in countries around the world. Our stats are somewhat better than other countries, and in other ways worse. The sexual discrimination in this country is actually higher than many other like countries.
Okay, we're going to continue this conversation because it's really interesting. And you might like to, while you're listening to the next track, check out the website, enufenough.org.au. This is Adam and Tex with our guest Brent here on Well on Joy 94.9.
To take one on a date, some of my best friends are, one of your best friends could be, even someone right beside you could be, they might be
That's right. This is Joy 94.9, and you're with Adam Tex and our special guest this evening, Brent Allen, the Executive Officer of People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria.
And that song was just fantastic.
Oh, indeed. Thanks. I didn't back announce the song. It was Romanofsky and Phillips, and I know you don't like them, Adam. But the song is Some of My Best Friends Are Straight. But it had a nice message in there, and it was chosen especially for Brent because it reflected some of the things he was talking about, even though that song was about straight
some
people.
Of his best friends are straight. Is that why? Are you looking for a deeper message?
There was a deeper message
right
there, but I'm not going to waste it on you, darling. Brent, the Enough website, enough.org.au, and of course it's spelled E-N-U-F. There's a section headed Enough Voices. Can you tell us what this is about? And I suppose potentially you have mentioned it already, but how can people get involved?
So this campaign is slightly different than how most campaigns are derived and designed, where the messages are done up front. This campaign relies completely and totally on the messages we get sent from people. So when someone sends us a message or they send us a story, what we do is we take some grabs or some quotes from their story and we then treat them around a message and we put them into a poster format, and then we put them up, we will be putting them up online in a, in our gallery on the Enough website.
So what are some of the comments or messages or emails that you've been getting?
So some of them have been heart-wrenching, to say the least.
Yep.
Others of them have been really quite good, you know. We got a great story from a young man who said that, you know, he was terrified to tell his mom that he was gay, but when he did, he was surprised at how okay she was about it all. And one of the things we want to do, as well as tell the stories about stigma and discrimination, is tell those stories about resilience, about when someone thought it was going to be so bad and it wasn't. Because those, in some ways, are as important.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we do is when someone sends in a story, and the new revamped website will allow you to sort of, I think it's type in 500 words, a story of up to 500 words. We then look at the story, pull out the quote parts that we think have some real saliency. We treat them around a message, and then we send them back to you and say, what do you think of how we've chosen to rework your story?
All right.
People can decide if they want to put their name to it or not, or put a pseudonym or put anonymous, whatever they choose. And then other part of the website, the new website, which we're about to launch in a few more weeks once we're finished it, is the Enough Manifesto.
Oh, manifesto.
Yes. So the Enough Manifesto is called the 10 by 10, and what it does is it articulates the 10 things we think are wrong with HIV stigma and discrimination, such as dissuading people to test for HIV, causing shame, causing social isolation. And then we also list the 10 things that you're going to do to challenge HIV stigma and discrimination. Like, you will no longer gossip about people's HIV status. That when you see stigma happening, you're going to call it out for what it is, and you're not going to be silent any longer. So we're calling it the 10 by 10 Enough Manifesto. And we're going to ask people to sign up and sign up to the manifesto, hopefully gather, you know, like a petition, thousands of people saying that they will no longer tolerate this.
Brent, we are near the end of our interview with you tonight, but I wanted to ask you, you mentioned before that people will see the Enough quotes and the Enough banners in the Pride March early next year, which is towards the end of January. But you'll also be in places like Midsummer Carnival and other places. What other sort of locations, or what other places will you be taking the message?
Yeah, well, I mean, some people may have already seen the badges. Simple, very small white badges that say ENUF on them.
I've got one.
And we're handing those out all over the city. The next thing to go is we do have a T-shirt designer who's done up t-shirts designs that people can order through Redbubble, which is an online t-shirt store. Other collateral that's going to be designed are things like sunglasses for our summer festivals, for those who left their sunnies behind or sat on them on their car.
That's so nice.
They're, you know, something that you can just, you know, wear to make sure that you're safe out in the sun. There's a variety of other things we're looking at doing, but mostly the campaign, because the campaign is not being funded by the government. The campaign is being completely funded by the community.
Oh, wow.
We are looking for donations. So everything we do, we won't do until we get the funds from corporations and individuals to fund what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, Brent, can you share with our listener the website again? And especially the spelling.
It's www.enuf.org.au.
Well, Brent, it's been great to have you with us. We look forward to hearing more about the campaign. I think this is a story, or this is a website and a campaign that we're going to be able to get you back again and again and again.
Definitely.
As the different parts come out, including the manifesto when that comes out, to explain why a manifesto and what the manifesto is all about. I'm already interested in the manifesto, not just in the word manifesto, but actually the notion behind it as well.
I don't know. Can you say manifesto one more time?
I could say it. Perhaps when Brent comes back, we'll discuss the manifesto. Brent, it's been great to have you on air. Thanks for
being here, guys. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is a Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. This is a Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and you're with Adam and Tex. That was UB40 with the song Matter of Time. Now, it's from the last millennium, but it's reggae, and I was so impressed because I never play reggae. So, yeah.
In all terms right, of reggae, that's really lame reggae.
Oh, well, according to you, sweetheart.
I'm sorry. You reggae aficionado, are you?
I am.
But we've actually had a couple of more messages come through. It is just message
galore. It's message city tonight.
And one from Jilligan, who said, truly a fascinating conversation in reference to our chat with Brent Allen from PLWHA Victoria. And she said, I'm with Adam. Those stats are frightening and I had no idea of them. So great guest, great chat, great show. Love that.
Thanks, Jilly. And we must just say right now, a very happy birthday to you, Jilly.
Yes, happy birthday, Jill.
And a very happy birthday to our team leader, Jason, who is also one of our co-hosts here on the show. And he'll be back on the show next week. He's leaving for Auckland, New Zealand, this evening, and about the plane leaves in about 3 hours' time.
He's going away again.
Oh, no, he's just back from the Americas and now he's off there doing more money than sense.
Oh, well, look, we had another message through from Sarah from Noble Park. And she said...
thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, I know. She said she loves the show, but she was also very surprised at potentially how far behind we are with in relation to people living with HIV/AIDS. And I think Brent did mention that we're ahead in some respects and we're behind in some other respects. So it's just good that we're all sort of across the board about where we're not doing so well.
Indeed. This is the part of the show, though, Adam, where we say you may like to get a pen and paper because we've got some websites and phone numbers and stuff. You'd just like
Are we not doing the shuffling?
No, we're not. That's earlier in the show. Or perhaps if you've got an iDevice handy or a smartphone or a smart device or something, you might like to tap some of these websites and phone numbers in.
So the first one is like the VAC GMHC or the Victorian AIDS Council / Gay Men's Health Centre Facebook page at facebook.com/VAC.GMHC. So you can find us via the Joy website, which is joy.org.au, or it's vicaids.asn.au for our actual organisational website. So on the page, we have plenty of interesting information, including HIV news and updates, community events, information about our services and what we're up to, giveaways, and who doesn't love a giveaway? I know you love a giveaway,
Tex. I love a giveaway, Tom.
You'd even pick stuff up off the street and wear it sometimes, Tex. I think that might happen. So on our Facebook page, you can also ask and we'll respond to some questions. So tell us what you think or even send us a message. So we'd love to hear from you. So remember to like facebook.com/VAC.GMHC and you won't miss out on anything.
And it's really important in that address to remember the dot, that it's a dot between VAC and GMHC.
That is correct.
Indeed. Well, our IT person at work, actually, Paul, especially said to me, look, could you emphasise the dot?
Dot.
So I've emphasised the dot. Now, last week on the show, we had, was it
Gem- it was Gemma Mead from...
Gemma from YGLAM Youth, Queer Youth Theatre. And she was talking about their play Leaving Elizabeth, which started on the 11th, which was...
2 days ago.
2 days ago, indeed. And it runs till the 15th, so that's probably...
Which is 2 more days.
Sunday? Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. So it goes, it's running until Saturday. And it's at the Meat Market in North Melbourne. Now, it's a play that marries physical theatre with projections and original music in two tales of being dumped, being scared, and sometimes, when you're really lucky, finding the one.
Oh, and you found the one.
Indeed, I have, my lovely Harry. For bookings, visit TryBooking, it's a website, TryBooking, one word, trybooking.com/31423. So trybooking.com/31423, or you could telephone 9335 9900, 9335 9900.
Yes, and another thing is I'm going to do a shameless little plug for a campaign that I'm running, which is called Top to Bottom. So it's top, numerical 2, bottom.org.au. It's a safe sex website that provides information about some of the myths regarding risk reduction strategies, and it's based on a lot of social research and the Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Survey data that comes out saying that men are engaging in these risk behaviours, so it's just sort of providing accurate information and reliable information around these types of behaviours that are supposed to minimise your HIV risk.
And Adam, you can confirm this, or you can call me a liar.
Liar.
Did this the advertisements in the gay print media, they mm-hmm. started this week?
They did indeed start this week. I think the first run was in MCV. I think we'll see Southern Star or Star Observer.
Star Observer. Yep.
Next week, and then back with MCV, and then back with Star Observer. We've got them all covered.
Indeed. And look, if you'd like to find them, pick up your latest copy of MCV, Melbourne Community Voice, and if you open it directly to the middle, you will see
find my little true campaign.
Ads side by side promoting this website. Moving on, Vintage Men. Vintage Men, of course, is a confidential social and support group for mature gay and bisexual men aged 45 and over. They have regular meetings and they have a wide range of activities with something to interest most. And they have things like they go out to dinner, they go to saunas, they stay in and play records, they watch movies, they have card nights, they do all sorts of things. And it's about keeping people supported and in a social environment. So occasionally they'll have people from the Victorian AIDS Council coming out to talk about HIV. And so there's all different sorts of information there. It's a great group, and they're for men aged 45 and over who are gay and bisexual. If you'd like more information, you can visit the web page, Vintage Men, all one word, vintagemen.org, or you can call, there's a telephone number, 9776 8667, 9776 8667.
And Tex, would you believe it?
Oh, it's not the end of the show, is it, Adam?
It is the end of the show.
Goodness.
And surprisingly, it won't be you and I next week. I've kind of got used to the little duet.
Have you? Well, it will come again.
It will come again. Yes.
Next week, Jason will be back from his various world trips.
If he's not off to some other continent or
country. To Timbuktu. If he is, it'll be Adam and I. Coming up next, of course, is Hide and Seek. I'm not sure if Dean's on the show tonight, but I know Andrew is, and I'm pretty certain that Luke, Laird Leatherman 2011, was also on the show. Anyone you want to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to my mum. Hey, mum.
I'd like to say hello to Brent from enough.org.au, ENUF. I'd like to say thanks to Jilly, who sent in a couple of messages,
yes, and
Billy,
everyone.
To Sarah. There were a whole host of people tonight. I'd like to say hello to my friend Warren in Cairns, to Wayne, who I know is listening in Nimbin, and to Deb in Reservoir. Seeing us out are the following messages is a song by Jimmy Barnes, All About Money. We'll be back next week here on Well, Well, Well. Stay safe and keep tuned to Joy. Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.